She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done, we're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm looking forward to bringing today's guest in because you know I love sharing fellow podcasters. Limora Bergman-Gross is a former director of engineering at DigitalOcean with over 20 years of experience in the tech industry. She's now an executive coach for women in tech leadership that want to achieve more through a result-oriented coaching process. Women she works with say Limora enabled them to tear down ceilings by challenging them to think bigger. They also said she opened their eyes to a new way of contributing to their careers. Limora also runs coaching groups for women in leadership as well as workshops. She loves talking about career progression in the tech industry and how to build your brand in the company and externally. Limora recently started her podcast called From a Woman to a Leader, dedicated to discussing women's unique challenges in tech leadership and providing actionable steps and tips to help them overcome those challenges and grow their career in tech industry. So with all that being said, I love the trajectory of what you are doing. Limora, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hi, Dori. Thank you so much for the warm introduction and for having me here today.
My pleasure. Isn't it interesting to hear about the stuff that you do? It's like, oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
Wow, I forgot I do that too. Oh my gosh. So I would love for you to take us on your journey from going from engineering into coaching and especially women in the tech industry, because I'm sure it's an uphill battle in a lot of ways. So take us through it.
It is. Yeah, sure. So I always say I wasn't born with a keyboard in my hand. I chose tech because that's what I thought is going to be a good profession for me. I mean, I was very good in all the STEM related fields in high school and, you know, consider myself a very logical person. I decided to become a software engineer, and that's how I started my career. And as you mentioned, most of the times I worked with men, mostly men, you know, there were many occasions I was the only woman in the room, many occasions, and managed also only a group of men, that I was their manager and the only woman. So I got kind of used to it, but it wasn't always easy. The thing is, along my career, I found out that I really enjoy empowering others and helping others become better leaders and advancing themselves. And especially I enjoy helping women because, you know, we are a minority in tech and we have so many demons, right? So much confidence challenges. And I've saw several kind of aspects that women suffer more with, that I suffer too with it, which is like things like imposter syndrome, things like, you know, being quiet, trying to be a very good, gentle, quiet as the society expects us to be. Maybe not the nails part in tech, but still, I mean, like being a good girl, like being nice, being gentle, not speaking up too much, not taking too much space. Like there are some social norms around women in general. So when you're in tech and you kind of expand from those norms, you try to break from those norms, you may be seen as aggressive. You may be seen as unpleasant. So it's very, very challenging for women to find that balance between, well, if I'm too quiet, no one is going to notice me, versus if I am trying to be assertive and push myself forward, I may be seen as aggressive or as someone that is unpleasant to work with. So finding that balance. And I found out that I have passion for that. And I started actually as a mentor to managers. Completely coincidentally, I was offered to mentor for free. And I enjoyed it very much. And I made a lot of impact on other people, on other managers. And kind of one thing led to another, which eventually got me to where I am today. But it was a journey. As you mentioned, like the word journey, I think fits here very well. It's not that I woke up one day and it said, okay, I'm going to become a coach. It was a multi-year journey that got me there.
You know, Limor, as you were talking about this, somebody once said to me, you're such a bitch. And I went, wow, you say that like it's an insult. And they just looked at me and I said, if I were a man, I'd be a go-getter. I'd be a team leader. I'd be who you want on every board and everything else. But because I'm a woman, and their eyes just kind of went, ooh, I said, that's right. So next time you say that, remember, I'll take it as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
And it just totally blew their mind. But it's true, because as women, we're constantly taught, like you said, we have to be smart, but not too smart. You have to dress well, but not too well. It's crazy. And then you get into the tech field, but then find out that Hedy Lamarr, that incredibly beautiful actress, look her up. She is responsible. She began the World Wide Web in World War II. Women have always been in tech. We just haven't been able to say it out loud. So thank you for all the women in tech that are working with you. I'm going to say thank you very much, Limor, for getting up on that mountaintop and teaching everybody and showing and inspiring and empowering women to really be standing up. Because I like that you work on different workshops. I love presentation and storytelling, because when you relate stories to people, everyone had a mother. And every man that was out there learned most of what they did from their mom. And they forget that. And sometimes it takes a woman to remind them how they learned to be so tough and assertive and everything else. You know?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you work with people, how do you help them in that whole leadership aspect and breaking those chains that stop us from wanting to step into that leadership role?
That's a great question. I think it's very, there is no one answer. It depends on the particular situation. But typically, let's say a woman says, I don't know how to advance my career. I'm stuck. Literally, I had one client like this today. And we explored. First of all, I explore with her. I try to understand what she means, right? Because every person has their own interpretation. What she means, stuck. What are the things she wants to do, and so forth. So we explore a little bit. So I understand her terminology better and her word better. And then I try to understand from her, what does she want? And you know, this is typically the challenging part, because women don't allow themselves to want more for themselves. And this is so sad, but so true. And I usually they start bringing objections. I'm not old enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not this. So stop. Put all those thoughts, respect them, but put them aside for a moment. What do you want? So we try to untangle. It can take multiple sessions. It depends how big those rejections are. First, realize what you want. What do you really want? And then once we realize, what does this woman really want? We start exploring what steps she can take to get there. And it could be multi-year. It could be a multi-year aspiration. But what are the small steps forward that will get her out of this stagnation that she's at today and allow her to take one step forward? That's literally what I've done today with the woman who felt stuck at her current job, and we try to explore certain, things at her work. And then eventually she wants to start a business. It's not going to happen maybe tomorrow, but we started exploring what she can start doing today.
And that's it, one step at a time. As much as we want to start at the top, most of the time you have to make those incremental steps to get yourself there. But again, it is also remembering, I had somebody on our show and she wrote a book, Manage Like a Mother, Valerie Cockerell. And it was really interesting because women re-entering the workforce after being home raising a family and them saying, oh, I don't really have a lot of skills. Are you kidding? You have conflict resolution, you have time management, scheduling, budgeting, all of the things that as moms we do. You've got kids. I mean, a conflict resolution, forget it. And compromise and everything else, you're built doing this. And it really does translate into the workforce. I think
Yes.
sometimes the biggest obstacle we have are within ourselves. How do you help women break themselves from, oh, that shouldn't be me. I shouldn't be the one doing that. How do you help them realize, yes, you should?
I think it goes to their self-image first, because when we see ourselves in a certain perspective, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. So that's usually the problem, that women don't think that they are worthy to what they want. Maybe they think that they are not good enough. They don't have what it takes. So we try to build that confidence. And again, it depends per woman, but usually it's around trying to look at past successes and achievements. What have they done, right? I mean, even as you mentioned, like raising a family. I raised a family of four kids. I'm very proud of that. We move countries. I'm very proud of that, even re regardless of my career, of my tech career. So looking at what have they done and trying to really celebrate those things. And a lot of times when we mention that, those kind of accomplishment, they say, well, everyone does it. And then I said, really? Is really everyone doing that? Right? Because a lot of times we tend to kind of diminish the things that we do have. So everyone has those things. So trying to build kind of the realization that, yes, I have some skills. Sometimes it takes more than just a conversation. This woman, sometimes I send her to talk with people to get some other perspectives. It's interesting. I just had last week a circle with women in engineering at the company, and I gave them an exercise to give each other feedback. And you know what? It was very interesting to see that. How women, first of all, they loved giving feedback, praising other women, and the other women, they said, wow, I didn't know that I'm that good. So sometimes you have to hear it from someone else.
On that note, think of what Limor just said, because it's true. Sometimes you have to hear it from someone else to actually realize what you're doing. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio.
She is brave. She is bold. She is you. And we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story because when you win, we all win.
In 2017, Unsilenced Voices was formed to help survivors of domestic abuse and gender-based violence worldwide. The organization currently serves Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Ghana, and the USA. In 2022, Unsilenced Voices gifted over $33,000 to survivors in the USA. And in Sierra Leone, there are over 26 young girls who have been rescued from sex trafficking and domestic abuse and now going through vocational training school in order to better their lives. We need your help. Donations are critical in order for us to continue our work. We also need volunteers to help with research and development. Please visit unsilencedvoices.org for more information.
Don't let the name fool you. StadiumBags.com is not just for sports fans. Our clear bags make it easier for you to get into any venue that you go to. And in today's world where we are so concerned about germs, the materials that our bags are made with are strong enough to stand up to the solvents that you can use to clean your bag, so you know you come home safely. Check out StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are speaking with Limor Bergman Gross about really mindset right now. And it's so funny, you know, during COVID, I've always coached, but during COVID, I gave myself that gift of getting certified as a business coach, as a life coach. More importantly, as a mindset coach, because until you change that mindset, you still can be your own worst enemy. So I love that you are running women's circles, encouraging and empowering women to say the good things about each other, because we really do need to hear that, and we need to hear it from each other. Because I don't know about you, but I find very often women tend to be a little nervous about praising other women and, you know, encouraging them in the same field, because they fall into that high school, what if they like you more than they like me? I can't help you. You're going to steal my boyfriend, you know, and we have to realize that we're our biggest champion. We really are. How do you work with that block?
Yeah, this is something that I work a lot on, and this is scarcity versus abundance mindset. And this is so powerful. And I always encourage, when I hear that scarcity, you know, voice, I try to encourage those women, regardless of other women, anything, right, outside their world, like, even if they think like they have no options, everything is sealed for them in their, right? I mean, there are limited options for advancement. If someone else is getting the promotion, I'm not gonna take it. And I'm trying to encourage them to first understand that there is abundance. There are always options, whether it's within the certain company they work for or outside. Sometimes you create your own options. Sometimes an option doesn't seem like it exists, but you create something that doesn't exist. And I encourage them also always to think about what kind of value do you want to bring, and maybe sometimes invent a new role depending on where they're at. And again, if you're at a place that limits your growth, that you don't see possibilities, maybe your manager is not supportive, sometimes it's time to move on, which is also sometimes difficult. I cannot tell you how many women cried when speaking with me, when they realize that actually they have to leave. I don't tell them to leave, but a lot of times when they realize that actually, okay, I've suffered so much, so there's not much that I can do here, and I have to really find a place that will appreciate me, they start crying. So because it hurts, right? It hurts to be in a place they don't appreciate you. So I guess it always goes to adapting a mindset of abundance and seeing opportunities. You have to really believe that there are endless opportunities for you. And I'm a true believer in that.
I agree with you. The hard part, it's interesting though, is getting the men in management to see that women are of equal value. I had a friend who ran the communication company for a Fortune 100 company, and found out as the head of the department, they would have had to freeze everyone's salary for the next 5 years and give her all of their raises for her to now make what the lowest guy on their totem pole in that department made. And she was running the department. And I said to her, why would you accept that kind of salary? You did this to yourself. Oh, well, if I asked for more, They would have hired someone else. I said, right, a man who would have been demanding twice as much. Think about it. And often women do that. They're so afraid to ask for their worth because they're afraid they're, you know, oh, they'll just pick somebody else. How do you work with that? And how true is that in this industry? I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the tech industry.
I think that women really find it hard to ask, to negotiate in general. I think that the whole negotiation and persuasion is very weak skill for women in general, right? I mean, there are really good, you know, strong women that know how to negotiate, but in general, women shy away from that. And actually, you know, I'm running circles on that, on negotiation persuasion, and I also intend to dedicate my third season of my podcast to negotiation. Negotiate Like a Woman, it's going to be called. Because this is an area where women feels uncomfortable. Uncomfortable, sometimes unworthy. And it doesn't go just about salary in general. And you know, there is no magic solution. What I usually encourage women is to try small, because eventually it's the same skill. Asking or negotiating on a salary is a similar skill to maybe saying no or negotiating with your manager about different things or with your team. So I work with them on practicing the skill of negotiation and persuasion on an area that they feel more comfortable. As I said, I believe really in taking small step forward and not intimidating too much if the gap is too big. If someone is really intimidated mm-hmm. with going to her manager and asking for, you know, I had a woman that was afraid to ask for what she deserves, like to take days off, literally. So it's like I have to meet them and respect them where they're at and try to figure out what's the next first step. So this woman, we worked on, okay, work on, she wanted to take a long weekend, work on asking one day off. You know, it sounds kind of, okay, what's the problem? But for her, it was a challenge. I cannot ask her to ask for a promotion if she doesn't feel comfortable to asking for a day off. So I guess I don't have a magic answer to you. Do X, Y, Z. It's taking small step forward. Every time taking a step forward, being uncomfortable with negotiating, with trying to persuade, saying no, all those skills, I see them all as related.
I agree. And it is incremental steps. It really is. But the reality is the answer is always no if you don't ask the question. And I say to people all the time, don't have someone's conversation for them. I know you're going to say, my kids used to do that when they were little. I know you're going to say no, mommy. I said, then stop right there. You've already decided what mommy's going to do, so don't bother. Oh, well, no. I said, no, you already told me my answer is going to be no, since you made up my mind for me. Okay, I'll go with that. And it took them quite a while for them to realize, don't tell somebody what they're going to say. You don't know. And I think we do that very often. We have the conversation in our head of what's going to happen. And so we've already shot ourselves down. Why am I going to ask? Because then they're just going to say no to me. No, you don't know that. And I think you're right. If you can't ask for a day off, you're never going to be asking for that promotion. You won't have the confidence. How do you gain that confidence? Does it get to that point, you know, kind of like when you're ready to buy a car, that you put the deal on the table, and if they don't take the deal, you have to be ready to walk away from the car? What happens then? Do you have to be ready to walk away?
So with negotiation, you have to know where do you draw the line? Where is your line? And what is a non-compromisable for you? Whether like it's a salary or whatever, I mean, and what are you willing to do for that? If you're willing to walk away, or, you know, you're willing to live with what you have. You have to know that. Where do you draw the line? And, you know, I listened to a YouTube, and this lady was talking about negotiation, and she said, that in order to practice that, she went to a department store and started negotiating on a shirt or on a dress. And I found it very interesting because you wouldn't typically expect when you go to Macy's that you'll start. But she actually said that she went to, I don't know if it was Macy's or somewhere else, and she tried to kind of, she took it as a game, right? Hey, you know, I don't have enough money to afford this dress or whatever. And actually they try to accommodate her. You know, you'll be surprised. You never know. Or they will say no, but you practice this muscle on something that you don't care about, right? I mean, it's just a, you know, a department store. That's why I say always, always practice. It's like going to the gym and trying to train your muscles. You don't expect going when you're completely living sedentary lifestyle, go to the gym, take the heaviest weight there and start lifting it, right? You start with the small weight. Same you do with any skill that you try to develop. And if it's negotiation, you start small. Start with something very, very small. Asking for a day off is an example, or it could be something else. And another interesting thing, women usually feel way more comfortable asking for something for someone else, not for themselves. So this is actually a great strategy for you to try to practice those negotiation skills. Try to help others, right? You would feel more comfortable. And then when you see results, you will gain more confidence that if you can do it for others, probably you can do it for yourself.
On that note, that's a great way to end this conversation, because it is true. Women are always willing to go the next mile for someone else before they'll do it for themselves. And it's an interesting muscle that we need to re-exercise. So as we're wrapping up, Limor, what do you want to leave our audience with, and how may they reach out to you?
So I would want to leave them with, you can do way more than you think. Allow yourself first in your mindset to wish for more and start getting out of your comfort zone. There's no other way to grow than that. I don't know any other way to grow than stepping out of the comfort zone. And I think that the best way to find me and get to know me a little bit is on LinkedIn. I'm quite active there. And my handle is Limor Bergman. You can find me there. You can follow me, connect with me, DM me, whatever you want. Or just, you know, read what I'm posting.
All of Limor's links are going to be live on wordofmomradio.com, including her podcast. So please listen and learn and encourage each other, because, you know, we say it all the time, when you win, we all win. Each one of us that steps up for ourselves, we're stepping up for a collective. We really are. We're helping to pave that way. So I really appreciate what you are doing, Limor. I'm so glad that you had the opportunity to come and share with us today on Word of Mom Radio. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Dory, for having me.
My pleasure. And for all of you tuning in, thanks for being here. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters and the Sunday Drivers. So till next time, this is Dory DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She
true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.